You're listening to the Injury Helpline Podcast, making injury law easier for everyone.
Welcome back. In this segment, we're focusing on one of the deadliest types of crashes on the road, head-on collisions. Did you know they make up just 2% of all car accidents, but cause over 10% of traffic fatalities? Today, we're digging into why these crashes are so devastating, and what you need to know if you ever find yourself in one.
You know what's particularly striking about those numbers? The physics behind it makes perfect sense. You're essentially doubling the impact force when two vehicles collide front to front.
Exactly right. And what many people don't realize is that even at relatively moderate speeds, the combined force can be catastrophic. Think about it. Two cars each going 45 miles per hour creates an impact force similar to hitting a wall at 90 miles per hour.
And these accidents tend to happen more in specific locations, don't they?
That's right. They're actually far more common in rural areas, especially on two-lane roads without physical medians or barriers. And here's what makes it even worse. Emergency response times in these areas can be up to 3 times longer than in urban settings.
Well, that's particularly concerning when you consider how time-critical these injuries can be. What are some of the main causes we're seeing?
So distracted driving is obviously huge, and I'm not just talking about texting. Even something as simple as adjusting your radio can be deadly. But what's really interesting is that fatigue plays a massive role. Studies show being awake for 18 hours straight impairs your driving, similar to having a blood alcohol content of 0.05%.
That's exactly why commercial drivers are so heavily regulated, right? Though I've heard those regulations aren't always followed.
You're right, and that brings up an important point about liability. When a commercial vehicle is involved, you might have multiple parties who could be responsible: the driver, the company, maybe even the maintenance contractor. That's why having proper legal representation through services like the Injury Helpline is so crucial.
Speaking of legal representation, let's talk about something that might surprise people. Even if they think they're partially at fault, they might still have a case, right?
Absolutely crucial point. Many states use comparative negligence rules, which means you could still be entitled to compensation even if you were partially at fault. For example, if you're found to be 20% responsible, you could still recover 80% of your damages.
And I imagine timing is pretty critical in these cases.
Oh man, you have no idea. Evidence disappears quickly, witnesses' memories fade, and there are strict deadlines for filing claims, especially if a government entity might be involved due to road conditions. That's why it's so important to reach out to the Injury Helpline immediately after an accident.
Let's talk about those hidden factors that people might not consider right after an accident.
Well, there are several layers to this. First, you've got injuries that might not be immediately apparent: internal trauma, soft tissue damage, neurological issues that could take days or weeks to surface. Then, you've got potential mechanical defects that might have contributed to the accident, and even road design issues that aren't obvious at first glance.
And I understand these cases often involve long-term implications beyond just immediate medical costs.
That's right. We're talking about ongoing rehabilitation needs, lost wages, potential permanent disability, and even modifications needed for your home or vehicle. A good attorney will work with medical experts and economic specialists to project these long-term costs accurately.
So, what's the most important first step someone should take after a head-on collision?
After getting medical attention, the absolute most crucial step is reaching out to the Injury Helpline for a free consultation. Remember, there's no obligation, and these attorneys typically work on a contingency basis, meaning they only get paid if they win your case.
And they can really help navigate all these complex factors we've discussed.
Exactly. From investigating potential mechanical defects, to dealing with insurance companies, to calculating long-term care needs. The bottom line is this: if you've been involved in a head-on collision, don't try to handle it alone. The sooner you reach out to the Injury Helpline, the better your chances of securing fair compensation and focusing on your recovery.
That's such important advice, especially considering how devastating these accidents can be.
And remember, that initial consultation through the Injury Helpline is completely free. There's absolutely no downside to getting professional guidance about your rights and options. It could make all the difference in your recovery and future well-being.